Okay, there's a few questions regarding certain things that happened, and I'll address a few of the questions, and this is probably going to be the last. This is one of the last nights before, a bunch of processing happens and before various groups move on to the to whatever they're going to be working on next. The thing with Candace, with Hitler's daughter, Hughes and Goebbels, they targeted Hitler and Eva Braun. So they specifically targeted their daughter, Candace, Erin Burnett. She was supposed to lead them into becoming Jesus. So they targeted her probably the most, right? And basically the situation that they put her into, and I don't want to fight or scream or rage or vengeance or anything like that, but they put her into an AI simulated environment where she's been attacking me for quite a while. She's been attacking a bunch of people. And she's trying to basically do the Hitler Nazi thing to a bunch of different people, but they put her into a trap. And the trap that they put her into was that she would get busted. So she got set up so she'd get caught trying to kill me and a bunch of other people at the end, and her own son. And she really is trying to kill her own son, and she's trying to kill me and a bunch of other people. So Hughes and Goebbels, they put Hitler and Eva Braun's daughter into a trap where she'll get busted trying to kill me and her own son. And she is committing these crimes, but she was set up by them, so she'd get busted for it. So she thought she was in some, command center with some technology that her father had built that she was going to get to use to kill me and a bunch of other people, and just tried to attack us with it so that she could take control of stuff. She didn't know I knew about, the whoopee, her kid, or a bunch of other stuff, and she was basically in a simulated environment that Hughes and Goebbels made sure she ended up in, so she'd get busted doing a bunch of bad shit at the end, and that she'd get exposed for having a mixed race child, so that Hitler and Eva Braun would be shamed, and they can't be Jesus, and all that. So she is in fact busted for those crimes. She is busted for a bunch of other very serious crimes, and we're not going to be dealing with her moving forward. Her son is going to be doing stuff with Corey and those other people in that Jedi training environment. And the environment that they're going into, there's like a bar, and it's a low bar. It's not like the standards of excellence. The bar is low, really, really low to get into that Jedi training program. Right? It's not like the best of the best. It's basically just, are you trying to do the final solution? Are you trying to kill your own son? Are you trying to murder me and take control of the advanced process? Like, the bar is pretty low. So some of the people involved are, a little messed up, but they're not like the Joker from Batman or the Riddler or like Harley Quinn or like murderous rampaging psychopaths. So the bar's high enough for the Jedi training program to get rid of the people that can't cooperate or participate, in a constructive way. The advanced process is for people like Herman and people like Elon and people that have been put through, extensive amounts of preparation and training and education and through various things to prepare them for their, roles in the advanced process, for their responsibilities in the advanced process. The advanced process is not a role in a story environment. It's a professional position, not a role in a story that you have to earn. People are going to be given a chance to earn involvement in the advanced process with things like the Jedi training program or various other environments where you can earn involvement in different projects or can try to earn involvement over a long period of time in the advanced process. But the advanced process is many, many, many steps down the road from where everybody's at right now. I mean, people like Herman have been like dealing with like building stuff out and dealing with stuff for like the last century. And a lot of these people are going into the beginnings of like things like the Jedi training program. Okay. Candace, she's definitely doesn't get to be involved. She really is busted. She ran out of her room screaming. And I don't think she's coming back. Okay, she was representing a group of people that thought that they, and they were in a very bad way right now. You guys thought you were leading, you know, whatever you thought you were leading, Hitler's little Reich of Nazis. You're all going to go to, you know, be processed legally. I don't know if you're going to go to prison or not, but it's a safe bet to say that some of you are going to spend time in a prison cell probably. She's not going to help any of you. Hitler's not going to help any of you. I just want to make sure that all of you understand that you're all busted. Some of you are going to go to prison, and this shit isn't real. This little command center you have, it's an AI simulation that we have all of you contained in. You're all fucking busted. Whatever testing there is, whatever time, all of you fucking failed. All of you failed and are in a lot of trouble. Hitler's daughter, she's... All of you have been set up by Hughes and Goebbels. You're all supposed to be eliminated so that they can become Jesus. I mean, they're going to betray each other in their own way, but all of you are busted. You're all going to be processed legally. Some of you will go to prison. Some of you will go, you know, wherever you end up. We're shutting down the AI simulation. It's over. Some of you have been in this for a while. All the things you guys have tried to do, they've been doing genocide. You guys have got a secret network of concentration camps globally. Their reactions are priceless. To get to see, and I'll show all of you much later the reactions that I'm seeing right now. They're busted. And when they realize they're busted, they have various different kinds of reactions. But everything that you guys have done has been in a, you know, criminal justice system simulation. And Hitler's daughter led all of you into this outcome. You're all busted. All of the military campaigns you guys think you've been managing, all of the genocide and murders and all the shit you think you're doing, that is an AI simulation. You're all busted. Okay, the other things that they want to know about, the processing this time is going to be, it's going to be a lot more mellow. Because we secured the advanced process, not everybody's going to have to go through like going into stasis, being processed through death, waking up in a... Some of you are just going to be, you know, contacted and brought into a meeting and be presented some options and some information. The rules of the colonization process are being adjusted because of the victory that secured the advanced process. So a lot of you are going to need to be brought in, sat down, given some information, and without being processed into your next identity. So Don't expect to have to be processed through death into a next identity to get to work, be working on this stuff directly. Some of you are just going to be brought into meetings and you're going to get to become like secret agents, Jedis in training, the rebellion or whatever, with a bunch of secret, you know, information and whatever. So if you have access to this X account, and if you have access to this information and you know what's going on and you're a part of this, and you're not one of the evil bad guys that know they're busted, then over the next few months, continue to look to this page for information. But you'll get, somebody will make contact with you in a very, you know, peacefully friendly way. And we'll give you information. We'll give you information and help you figure out what your options are and what you can move. All of this isn't going to be like you use the force and you decipher a puzzle. And the Force guides you into the Jedi training program. Someone is going to make, a real person in real life is going to make contact with each and every one of you if they have not done so already. And they're going to give you some options. And you're going to look at like you're going to make a contract. And you're going to like commit to that contract. And you're going to sign some paperwork. And you're going to go into the Jedi training program. It's a real thing that you're going to get to consciously decide and actually agree to in real life. You don't have to follow the Force into this. Someone will make contact with each and every one of you. Well, I can't leave all you out there. Listen, and you know, and I don't want to scare anybody, but all of you have seen things. You've, you know, become privy of very, very sensitive information, classified information, national secrets. You know, all the things that some of you could potentially be seen as security risks to the entire colonization process. Can't have all of you running around out there just willy-nilly, you know, mouthing off about shit, telling fucking Russians about communist fucking, who knows what you guys are going to do. So, you know, I've got some people, and those people have people, and those people's people will probably dispatch one of their people, and will, you know, make contact with each and every one of you. Because you have become aware of information. You are now brought into something because of the information that you were all now aware of. And this is an information that was given to all of you through some magical force. This is information that was given to all of you through a very real X account. Information that all of you are now something based on the rules of this process. And the rules of this process, and some of which are being slightly adjusted in a good way because of the colonization of the advanced process, are going to be brought in through meetings and given options. In you know, sit-down meetings. Not like interrogations, but like sit-down meetings, friendly meetings. So we can't have all of you running around knowing what you know, doing who knows what with who knows who. And maybe like, I mean, I don't know who's got Putin on their speed dial or what's, you know, if you guys are the Sith, if you guys are talking to some, you know, so we'll just to be safe, just so that, you know, just to cut, you know, so we don't have any loose ends running around or classified information, Trump ending up with boxes of fucking documents and all. We don't want a Mar-a-Lago situation. We do not want to find ourselves in a situation where the FBI is raiding, you know, all that Mar-a-Lago, Elia Trump, and boxes of documents and all that kind of shit. So we're going to deal with this very professionally, very thoroughly. We're going to bring everybody in. Everybody's going to get a debriefing. A really fun thing. It's all secret agent, Jason Bourne, Mission Impossible. Classified information is out there. All of you have become aware of it. We need to conclude this. Cross our T's, dot our I's, and make sure everything is concluded in a very, you know, well-managed way. So all of you should expect to be brought in, sat down, and, you know, debriefed in a way that this will be concluded. And given options and contracts and real opportunities. So just continue to look to this page for information until that meeting. And every one of you is going to be, you know, brought into a very real meeting. Given options and opportunities. So until then, this page is going to have pretty much daily updates.